Rabbi Yisrael Shenkolevsky and the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. When did you come to Lakewood?
I came the Elul of, before he was Nifta. He was Nifta Hanukkah time. And I came that Elul.
Where'd you come from?
I came from Beit Shraga in Muncie.
Where were you before that?
Before Beit Shraga in Muncie, I was in Beit Shraga for 4 years. Before that, a year in Chassan Sofer, and before that, in Salem. And I came very young. I was 18 years old.
Salem, Williamsburg. You live in Williamsburg?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Okay. So, what made you come here? What did you want?
In those days, there were basically two yeshiva gedolos.
Yeah.
There was Lakewood, and there was a better shalyah than Muncie. At that point, I decided to come to Lakewood. What pushed me to come to Lakewood at that point, I don't remember.
Did you know about, would you hear, see, or anything about the Rosh Yeshiva before that?
Yeah, sure I did. I mean, my father was very involved in saving the Yeshiva's life and getting him.
Oh, that's interesting.
Into the country, and my father at that time was very close with the Rebbe Yitzchak Feigelstuck. So that's, you know, the decision.
When was that? What years?
This was 1962. I came in Elul.
No, I mean your father's involvement.
My father was involvement in getting him to come here during the 1940s, whatever it was, 1943. I have all the information. I don't remember offhand.
So where did Yitzchak Feigelstuck come in?
Yitzchak Feigelstuck, somewhere my father picked him up, also probably from, you know, his atzala work, and he used to, he was a bacher at the time, when he used to come over to my house a lot.
Where was that?
In Williamsburg. Uh-huh. I even remember when he came to Shabbos for my bar mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's like very good. That wasn't like, was very close to the Rosh Yeshiva.
Yeah.
So, probably had a major part in the decision I should come here.
What year was that? Approximately when you had involvement with Yitzchak Feigelstuck?
My father, probably in the 1950s.
And why was he involved with him? Why did he get involved with me? He's a Feigelstuck.
Again, probably he must have helped him coming into the country.
You mean he's from Europe?
I don't know where he came from.
Uh-huh.
And he might have even been an orphan at the time. I'm not sure. I never looked into that.
What was your father involved with this whole shift of
people? Well, my father worked one of the main people at the time with the Atzala before the Vat Atzala.
In the United States?
In the United States.
Where'd your father come from?
Father came from Germany.
What about you, approximately, was that?
What year he came to America? He came in the late 1930s, I think.
What city he come from?
He came from Hamburg.
His family was from there?
Yeah.
Okay, so now in the you got in Elul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was your first experience with Rosh Yeshiva, or the Yeshiva in general?
Well, basically what I do remember is, you know, in those days I came in time to davening, and sometimes I remember one day I was there, myself, maybe two, three other people, and Rosh Yeshiva was there already all the way in the front, you know, facing the Elul. I still remember his shiny blue eyes. You know, when you saw the Rosh Yeshiva, you know, Yechab Tzitta.
Why?
His whole demeanor, like he was from a free-eating world.
Was that because people told you that, or you saw it?
No, that's something you saw.
You saw it without explanation?
You didn't need an explanation.
Okay, so any encounters with him that you can recall?
Mm-hmm.
Any contacts with himself, with you?
Well, one thing I remember is when it came, my father had gone away that year for Eretz Yisrael, I think, for Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and my mother was in America, so I had to go home. In those days, you didn't leave yeshiva without getting permission. So I remember going over to Varen, you know, explaining him the situation, if I could leave on for Yom Kippur. So he gave me permission. But he told me that for Simchas Torah, I should come back. And those days everybody came back for Simchas Torah. And I should bring my mother with me. I didn't come back, but that's what he told me.
Was he had like a concern that your mother should be on welfare?
Right. And he was very medactic, I remember, on the shia. You know, if you would take off a shia, he would notice. And he would ask you. I mean, I never took off a shia.
Never took off.
No.
But didn't have much opportunity either.
Right.
It was a short time. Anything about things that he did during that time that you saw? Any particular things?
There was a, one thing I'm thinking now is, there was a very big tumult in those days. The day school. You have to be careful what you write.
I'm not writing wrong.
You know, the day school with Paul T. Lovovich. There was a tremendous fight.
About what?
I don't remember, between the teachers and Paul T. Lovovich. And they got Rav Aaron involved. And I remember even one morning, there was some hold to do even before davening, that they had to make a separate minyan for the Rosh Yeshiva, like in the outside room, in the law, what they called the library in those days. And I remember he was very concerned with what was going on.
Do you remember what it was? What was going on?
I don't remember anymore. I also know, and then after those time, you know, is when he got sick, and he never came back to yeshiva. But you know, we knew things that were going on. I remember when they were the story when they were wheeling him into surgery. In those days, Freddy's Raven was going out on date. So it was, he had two questions before they wheeled him in. What's doing with Freddie?
Meanwhile, he was concerned about that.
Right. And also, it was that was by the Cuban Missile Crisis. And his concern was, you know, with that holding, what's going on?
That was still going on then. I remember that. I was sick at the time. That's why I remember it. So that's any other things that you remember.
That should be about it, probably, that I can remember. It was a very short time, as you say.
Okay. Could you say something about the whole experience, as well, like summarize it?
Well, it's again, you know, it was a totally, someone from a totally different generation. You know, he still embodied the European, you know, generation of Gedolim and so on. You know, which someone nowadays is very hard, you know, for them to experience in Eretz Yisrael, you know. They had later Gedolim, they had Rav Shach. And so on. So you were able to see still. But, you know, Rav Aaron was Nifta. You know, there was still Rabbi Akiva and Rav Moshe left. But, you know, he was Kulei Torah. Kulei, there was no such a thing as anything else.
Could you give me some example of that Nakuda, that it was cool, so that showed that, like in some person.
I'm trying to remember, and I don't know. That offhand.
No, because that's an overriding theme, and sometimes the detail could really bring it out. You don't have any?
Not that I could remember offhand.
Okay, Colton, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Colton, thank you.
Colton, bye.